Good morning and welcome to worship at Holly Grove Lutheran Church. We are grateful for your presence among us virtually. We have quite a few announcements today, as well as some birthdays. In 2 weeks, on Sunday, February 28th, we'll be holding a congregational meeting after worship. The meeting itself will be on Facebook Live. And then after that, you'll come through in drive-through fashion to get your ballot and vote to approve the audits. We will also be doing drive-through communion that day. So you'll come through, you'll get your ballot, you'll vote, you'll get communion, and there'll be an opportunity to leave your offering. Starting next Sunday, and for many Sundays in Lent, we are going to be doing a service of word and sacrament. The last few months, we've been doing service of the word, but we are moving to having communion every Sunday. What will happen is that we will have worship on Facebook Live from 10:30 to about 11:30. And then from 11:45 until 12:30, we'll be out in the parking lot to offer you the bread and the wine. You'll drive through, there'll be people directing traffic. We'll ask you to be masked, I'll be masked, and we will hand through the window the bread and the wine and ask you to take then the garbage home with you and dispose of it there. You'll pull forward and there'll be an opportunity to leave your offering in the plate if you'd like to do that. There are also two other ways to offer your tithes and offerings here at Holly Grove. You can text your offering to us, or you can go onto our website and schedule an ongoing offering or a one-time donation. There are flower charts in the hallway to sign up, or if you'd like to call the office, and Latifa can help you get signed up for those. I'd like to begin offering a Bible study here at Holly Grove, and I'm trying to see who might be interested in that, what days or times might work. Some of the options are having a Bible study during the day and one in the evening for folks who work and could do that after work. If you are interested, please reach out to me via email, text, or you can call here at the church office and let me know what days and times might work for you. Ash Wednesday is this Wednesday. It is already Lent upon us. That day, we will be offering a pre-recorded worship service on Facebook. It will be available early in the morning on Facebook for you to watch at your convenience. We will also be offering the drive-through imposition of ashes from 11:30 to 12:30 in the middle of the day, and then 5:45 to 6:15 at the end of the day. We will ask you, just like you'll do for communion, to drive through. You'll stay in your car. Please be masked. I will be masked. And I will also be wearing a glove that will be cleaned each time. I'll sanitize the glove after I put ashes on each person's head. If you are not receiving regular emails with updates and information about the life of Holly Grove Church, Lutheran Church and the happenings here, please reach out to Latifa and let her know that you would like to be a part of that correspondence. And finally, the graveside services for Barbara Kepley today at 2 p.m. and Burnett Monteith tomorrow at 2 p.m. will be live streamed on our Facebook page. So if you'd like to attend those virtually, they will both be on our Facebook page. 2 o'clock today for Barbara Kepley, 2 o'clock tomorrow for Burnett Monteith. And now to our birthdays. This week, several folks are having a birthday. Conrad Summer, John Michael Fritz, Raven Hilton, Etta Lee Conrad, Latifa Dennis, and Taylor Gabriel. Let us pray. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand. Comfort them when they are discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall, and in their hearts, may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And now let us prepare our hearts for worship as we listen to the prelude. We gather together in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God of all mercy and consolation, come to the help of your people, turning us from our sin to live for you alone. Give us the power of your Holy Spirit, that we may confess our sin, receive your forgiveness, and grow into the fullness of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways. To the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister in the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare unto you the entire forgiveness of all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. for the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house, and for all here who offer their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Let us pray. Almighty God, the resplendent light of your truth shines from the mountaintop into our hearts. Transfigure us by your beloved Son, and illumine the world with your image through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. At this time, I'd like to invite the children for a children's chat. This is the last Sunday before Lent begins. Lent is a 40-day season that begins on Ash Wednesday, this Wednesday, and continues until Easter Sunday. It doesn't include Sundays because we still come together and celebrate the resurrection of Jesus every Sunday in worship. But Lent begins this Wednesday, and I have for you, if you come through for the imposition of ashes this Wednesday, a devotional book for you to have with you through Holy Week. So today is the last Sunday before Lent, and it is called Transfiguration Sunday. And Transfiguration Sunday is a little bit strange. It's full of wonder and intrigue, and we in the church don't always know what to do with Transfiguration Sunday. Jesus takes a few of his disciples up to a mountaintop, and Jesus is transfigured. He is changed. His clothes become a dazzling white, and all of a sudden, Moses and Elijah, who are two highly respected religious figures for Jesus and his disciples, appear, and Jesus is talking with them. For all of the things that this Sunday means, the Transfiguration Sunday means for us that Jesus is sent from God to us. And at the Transfiguration, the disciples gathered there with Jesus heard a voice calling out over Jesus, "This is my beloved." That same voice said those same words at Jesus's baptism, but at that time only Jesus heard those words, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased." So that voice saying those things at Jesus's baptism and now here on Transfiguration Sunday, I think is something for us to take note of and pay attention to. Because as we begin our Lenten journey, as we come for the imposition of ashes this Wednesday, I think it's really important for us to remember that we too are God's beloved children, that in our baptism, God says over us, "You are my beloved daughter," or "You are my beloved son." And so as we go into Lent, and as we're doing some cleaning out in our hearts to make more room for God, I hope that you can remember, because I know I need to, that we are God's beloved children and that God sent Jesus for us because God loves us so much. Let us pray. Good morning, God. Thank you for today. Thank you for Transfiguration Sunday. Help us to remember that we are your beloved, just like Jesus is your beloved. As we prepare to enter the season of Lent, help us to keep in our hearts your voice telling us that you love us and that we are yours. In Jesus' name, amen.
A reading from 2 Kings. Now when the Lord was about to talk to Elijah, or take Elijah up to heaven by a whirlwind, Elijah and Elisha were on their way from Gilgal. Elijah said to Elisha, "Stay here, for the Lord has sent me as far as Bethel." But Elisha said, "As the Lord lives and as you live yourself, I will not leave you." So they went down to Bethel. The company of prophets who were in Bethel came out to Elisha and said to him, "Do you know that today the Lord will take your master away from you?" And he said, "Yes, I know. Keep silent." Elijah said to him, "Elisha, stay here, for the Lord has sent me to Jericho." But he said, "As the Lord lives and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." So they came to Jericho. The company of prophets who were at Jericho drew near to Elijah and said to him, "Do you know that today the Lord will take your master away from you?" And he answered, "Yes, I know. Be silent." Then Elijah said to him, "Stay here, for the Lord has sent me to the Jordan." But he said, "As the Lord lives, and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." So the two of them went on. 50 men of the company of prophets also went and stood at some distance from them. As they both were standing by the Jordan, then Elijah took his mantle and rolled it up and struck the water. The water was parted to one side and to the other until the two of them crossed on dry ground. When they had crossed, Elijah said to Elisha, "Tell me what I may do for you, for I am taken from you." Elijah said, "Please let me inherit a double share of your spirit." He responded, "You have asked a hard thing. Yet if you see me as I am being taken from you, it will be granted you. If not, it will not." As they continued walking and talking, a chariot of fire and horses of fire separated the two of them, and Elijah ascended into a whirlwind into heaven. Elijah kept watching and crying out, "Father, Father, the chariots of Israel and its horsemen." But when he could no longer see him, he grasped his own clothes and tore them into pieces. The word of the Lord. The psalm is Psalm 50. The mighty one, God the Lord, speaks and summons the earth from the rising of the sun to its setting. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God shines forth. Our God comes and does not keep silence. Before him is a devouring fire and a mighty tempest all around him. He calls to the heavens above and to the earth, that he may judge his people. Gather to me my faithful ones who made a covenant with me by sacrifice. The heavens declared his righteousness, for God himself is judge. A reading from 2 Corinthians. Even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled for those who are perishing. In their case, the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For we do not proclaim ourselves. We proclaim Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your slaves for Jesus' sake. For it is the God who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
The Holy Gospel according to Mark, the 9th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. 6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John and led them up a high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. And his clothes became dazzling white, such as no one on earth could bleach them. And there appeared to them Elijah with Moses, who were talking with Jesus. Then Peter said to Jesus, "Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three dwellings, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He did not know what to say, for they were terrified. Then a cloud overshadowed them, and from the cloud there came a voice, "This is my Son, the Beloved. Listen to him." Suddenly, when they looked around, they saw no one with them anymore, but only Jesus. As they were coming down the mountain, he ordered them to tell no one about what they had seen until after the Son of Man had risen from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Several years ago now, I lived with a family who had three young children. Every night we ate dinner together, and before the meal was through, we would go around the table in order from youngest to oldest and share our roses and thorns for the day. A rose would be the best part of someone's day, and the thorn, the lowest part. For the children, a thorn might be something like a boo-boo or getting their feelings hurt by somebody. Their high might have been having a play date with a good friend or maybe not having any homework at all that day. Regardless of what the roses and thorns were, our days were shaped by this pattern of every night sharing our roses and thorns, our mountain highs and valley lows of the day. There's a certain rhythm to our lives that revolves around these mountain highs and valley lows, but not necessarily the simple, ordinary, everyday ones, but the big mountain highs like getting a promotion or falling in love or having a baby. And the big valley lows, like losing a job or losing a loved one, maybe getting in a car accident. For Jesus and the disciples he took with him, the transfiguration was truly a mountaintop experience. It was the most incredible thing of all that they had seen since they left everything to follow him. On that mountaintop, they experienced a bright shining light, the appearance of Moses and Elijah, two of their most treasured religious figures, and the voice of God declaring what they hoped was true when they decided to follow Jesus. But then there is the low. They had to come back down from that experience, and they couldn't tell anyone what they heard or what they saw. They couldn't stay on that mountaintop where Jesus' divinity is celebrated and where it was safe. They had to come down because, after all, coming down is at the heart of Jesus' ministry. Jesus came down to earth. He was born human. We believe in the incarnation where God became flesh and dwelt among us. Coming down to earth and experiencing humanity with all its low points right there among the disciples. We profess this in the words of the Apostles' Creed each Sunday. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. Christ came down from heaven, so that we might have life and have it abundantly with all the experiences of human life, the mountain highs and the valley lows. Jesus could have stayed there on that mountaintop, seeking a place apart with the disciples and with Moses and Elijah, but he didn't. He came back down, down to where the rest of the disciples were, down to where we are, down to where there are the challenges of life, to the problems and anxieties and obstacles that are part and parcel of our life in this world. Jesus came down. If you read to the end of the passage in Mark, you'll read that he came down knowing full well the real low that he would endure for us, the crucifixion. Jesus orders the disciples there with him on that glorious shining mountaintop not to tell anyone what they've seen or heard until the Son of Man is risen from the dead. Resurrection, of course, is a hopeful note and the ultimate mountaintop experience. But resurrection is not possible without coming down to the cross and facing death. So on this Transfiguration Sunday, wherever you are, whether you are in a season of mountain highs and you're enjoying life and the joy that life can bring, or if this season of life has been hard and if you are at your lowest, may you know that you are never alone, ever. That God in Jesus sees you and created you. That you are worthy, worthy of love and dignity and respect. And because we profess that Jesus is the Son of God, we know that we are called to dwell with those experiencing their lows. We can't stay on our high mountaintops knowing that our neighbors are in their lows. We too are called to come down and love our neighbors and bear their burdens. God calls us to use our gifts in service to our neighbor. God loves you. God loves us so much that God sent God's Son down to us and for all of our neighbors as well. Wherever you are this day, may you know that God will not ever, ever give up on you, and that God is always with you in the mountain highs and in the valley lows of your life. Because Jesus came down for us in love and for all the world. So whether you are on a mountain high or a valley low today, listen to the words of Christ and know that you are not alone, that you are loved. This is most certainly true. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Let us confess our faith with the use of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in Jesus Christ, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord.
Conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. As part of our prayers of intercession today, we have several prayer shawls up here that we are going to pray over. As you all know, this past week there were three deaths in our congregation: Barbara Kepley, Greg Carroll, and Burnett Monteith. And so the Women's Circle has set aside prayer shawls for Jean Kepley, Barbara and Jean's son Michael, and their daughter Gina. Then we have a prayer shawl for Megan Murphy, as well as Abby and Cameron, who are Greg Carroll's children. And just a few weeks ago, we gave a prayer shawl to Michael Wilson. And so we will also keep him in mind as we pray over these prayer shawls at the end of our prayers of intercession.
Guided by Christ, made known to the nations, let us offer our prayers for the church, the world, and all people in need. For the gospel proclaimed in word and deed, for communities of faith far and near, and for all who show the face of Christ throughout the world, let us pray. Have mercy, O God. For creation, sun, moon, and stars, life forming in the dark earth and ocean deep, mountains, clouds, and storms, and creatures seen and unseen, for the Holy Spirit's guidance in our stewardship of God's creation, let us pray. Have mercy, O God. For those responsible for safety and protection, for emergency responders and security guards, attorneys and advocates, civil servants and leaders of governments, that they witness to mercy and justice throughout the world. Let us pray. Have mercy, O God, for all who suffer this day, especially the family of Burnett Monteith, Gary Hedrick, Aldine Conrad, Teresa Fritz, the family of Barbara Kepley, Bill Roberts, Harold Beck, Scott Black, Michael Wilson, Neil Clark, Steve Garner, Keely Brent and Baby Bryce McLam, Herbert Frank and Bobby and Jana Waitman, Kenneth Miller, Lynn Helms, Eva Ray Clark, David Chappell, Pauline Young, Jeff Scheidel, Curtis Yarborough, Joanne Conrad Kuntz, Brian and Shelley Baker, Bobby Krotz, and the family of Greg Carroll, our servicemen and women all over the world, and those unemployed looking for work, and all those that we name before you now. That Christ our healer transforms sickness into health, loneliness into companionship, bereavement into consolation, and suffering into peace. Let us pray. Have mercy, O God, for companions on life's journeys in the worshiping community, for loved ones who cannot be with us this day, and for guidance during struggles we face, that God's glory is revealed around and among us. Let us pray. Have mercy, O God. in thanksgiving for the faithful departed who now rest from their earthly pilgrimage, that their lives of service and prayer inspire us in our living. Let us pray. Have mercy, O God.
For these prayer shawls that we are going to give to so many who are experiencing the deep, deep pain of loss and heartbreak, we pray for Jean, for Michael, for Gina, for Megan, for Abby, for Cameron, and for Michael. God, surround them with your love and grant them your peace. Let us pray. Have mercy, O God. Into your hands, O God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. At this time, before we sing the doxology, I invite you to find a way to bring your tithes and offerings to the Lord. Again, you are welcome to mail your check to the church or bring it by the church office. You can text your offering or you can give online. We give thanks for all the ways that you continue to support God's mission here at Holly Grove Lutheran Church.
Let us pray. Praise and thanks to you, Holy God, for by your word you made all things. You spoke light into darkness, called forth beauty from chaos, and brought life into being. For your word of life, O God, we give you thanks and praise. By your word you have called your people Israel to tell of your wonderful gifts, freedom from captivity, water on the desert journey, a pathway home from exile, wisdom for life with you. For your word of life, O God, we give you thanks and praise. Through Jesus, your word made flesh, you speak to us and call us to witness. Forgiveness through the cross, life to those entombed by death, the way of your self-giving love. For your word of life, O God, we give you thanks and praise. Send your spirit of truth, O God. Rekindle your gifts within us. Renew our faith, increase our hope, and deepen our love for the sake of a world in need. Faithful to your word, O God, draw near to all who call on you. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be honor and glory forever. Amen. Let us pray as our Father taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine upon you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Let us state our mission statement. As united people of God, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, Our purpose is to provide worship and Christian education and respond in loving action to a needy world.
Go in peace, serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.